Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome into Sports Daily here on a Tuesday morning. I have no idea what day of the week it is. We've officially hit that point in the year. Every day feels like 2026 is coming up tomorrow. We got two more. We got a show today. We got a show tomorrow. Then it will be 2026. TJ Cleland in with you on this morning. Jackson Schneider pulling back-to-backs, helping us out here on KFH, filling for Jacob Albrecht as he's out yonder in the other states outside of Kansas, probably where it's still 90 degrees. Jackson, let me tell you, I was down in Texas for the last week, and it was literally, the truck said 90 degrees. I could not believe it. It was disgusting. Me and Max have this argument just about every single week as since the burr months have started, that I complain that it should be cold and they complain that it should be hot. Where do you stand on this? Do you like the 90 degree Christmas?
I don't like a 90 degree Christmas, but I do like what we had this Christmas here in Wichita, which was like 65 degree Christmas. I thought that was pretty good, pretty nice, like right in the middle.
You want to grill out on Christmas. You're one of those guys.
Christmas, I will say, like the days surrounding Christmas, if it's going to snow, I'm cool with that. Right around that time. But like today, I'm past Christmas. I don't need snow. I don't need cold. I would much rather live in a warm climate. Even though I'm a perpetually sweaty individual, I would rather be warm than I would be cold.
I'm with you. Now that we're putting a bow on football season, as we get into the playoffs and stuff like that, the cold doesn't do us any good anymore. Like, the cold was good because you didn't want to, you know, sweat your tail off sitting at a football stadium. And now, as we get into, once we get into, you know, conference basketball time, like, I'm cool with wearing shorts all the time. Lots to get into today. We'll stop talking about the climate and actually talk about some sports talk radio here on KFH. We've got Wyatt Thompson joining the show at 7:15, voice of the Wildcats. We'll dig into K-State's too narrow of a win over Louisiana Monroe. We'll dig into why that was a little troubling as they begin conference play with their next opponent. Gauntlet to start conference play for them. We'll dig into what Andy Reid said yesterday in his press conference with local reporters on what the future of Andy Reid could look like. And we'll dig into Monday Night Football, which was a crazy one last night. I could not believe it. It was must-watch TV. As much flack as I gave that game of saying, oh boy, it's week 17. Who wants to watch the Rams-Falcons? Man, I could not turn the TV off last night. It was great. Lots of it coming up. That's what's on tap here, brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun while everyone is in town. Make WBC your unofficial high school or college alumni meetup spot. Over 15 different beers, a Christmas cocktail list, and pizzas everyone will love. Make Wichita Brewing Company the place where groups gather for the holiday season. Jackson, I know your day job. You're done for the year, correct?
Yeah, I am off until... Shoot, I think it's January 5th, which is a nice perk.
You've been done. When did you get off? You got off probably like the 20th?
The 19th of December. So it was a night. My birthday is the 18th, so I got to go have some fun on my birthday and not have to wake up for work the next morning. It was nice.
Look at that. You've been homebodying it up. It's going to hit you like a ton of bricks. I know that this week at the TV station is about to.
I would argue I've been working harder, you know, it's since true. I've been home.
You got like a
8 month old.
You got like a what? A 8 month old, as I say.
Got to keep it. Like we're at the point now. I was telling Tommy yesterday where really need to start cleaning up the Christmas decorations and things. But it's not so much because Christmas is over. It's because I've got an 8 month old that's trying to get into everything and deciding that he likes to pull himself up now. And he is threatening to pull the entire Christmas tree down. So we got to try and get that taken care of.
I don't know. When is we'll dig into that. It's December 30th, people. I don't know what you want us to really dig into here off the top. So we'll ask that question. When do you take the Christmas decorations down? When is an acceptable time?
I feel like you get the month of January. Like, because
the whole month?
Like, it's so cold outside, especially if you've got a bunch of lights and things like that. It's such a pain in the butt to take down. If it's freezing outside, like, I get it. Leave it up. Nobody's going to judge. But if you get the calendar into February, I'm going to start looking at you a little
bit sideways.
What
about the inside decorations? That's what I'm talking about. When's the tree come down?
I lived in a house where it was up for a couple of weeks after Christmas. I don't really agree with that so much. Like, I'm ready for it to move on, but at the same time, like, what else are we gonna have up? Are we gonna start decorating for Valentine's Day? I do not live in a Walmart. I would rather not have the Valentine's Day stuff up already, but that seems to be what's next on the list.
I'm with you. Yeah, we are new homeowners. For those that have followed along with that saga throughout the show, we're new homeowners in 2025. So this is our first Christmas in the new house, and it is. I mean, we're big Christmas honks. We're Griswolds around here, so we've got everything put up. So this is about to be a very depressing house in the next coming week once we take everything down, because there's going to be a lot of empty space that don't have anything to go there. So we'll figure that out as we go along here. Jackson, did you watch any of Monday Night Football? We'll touch quickly on that.
I did. Found myself wondering, like, mid-second quarter, how the game was happening the way it was happening, because the Falcons have not been a good team. But the last couple times I've watched the Falcons, they've beaten pretty decent teams.
I know.
Despite being eliminated from the playoffs, and I just can't figure it out, because the way Bijan Robinson ran the football last night and the way they were defending, and I know Matt Stafford threw him a couple, which helps the case certainly. But how was that team that I watched last night beat the Rams, who I thought were one of the best teams in the NFL? How is that team not in the playoffs?
I agree. I mean, that's the one thing that I took away from that as well. And I mean, like, I don't frequent Atlanta Falcons football, especially because they haven't been relevant in a couple of years. But, like, I mean, watching what they've got, you know, obviously Penix is an experiment and everything like that. But even when they had Kirk Cousins last year, who was an MVP candidate the year before, like, they had him, they had Bijan, they had Drake London, they have, you know, a whole slew of guys that are, you know, a really talented group. I don't know how they're not good. And they'll figure it out eventually, I think. They're all still pretty young. That's a good win last night to get everybody excited, at least, even though in the grand scheme it really means nothing for Atlanta. It means a lot for Los Angeles to lose that game. And so they're going to have to figure that out.
I got a question for you here. Like, if you put yourself in, like, the mind of an Atlanta Falcons fan, because I tried to do this last night. If you're sitting there and you're eliminated from the playoffs and you're seeing this team just now start to put this together, are you happy or are you like peeved a little
bit? What I keep thinking about.
Where was this a month or two ago when you could give yourself a chance to actually play in the postseason? Because I would be upset and I would be almost calling for jobs because. What's the deal? Why can you not win when it matters?
I think one, you watched that game last night. I think that Raheem Morris might have saved his job by winning that game to say, like, hey, if I can do this, imagine what I can do, you know, going forward. But in the same breath, why didn't you do that for the first 16 weeks of the season? So it's really interesting because we're kind of living it as Chiefs people now of like, I didn't know. I really was looking at that Broncos game on Christmas and they almost did it. But it's like, they're going to find a way to win that game. And it's like, are you even happy that they won the game? Like, are you happy that they put up a fight? You know what I mean? Like, why couldn't we do this with Josh Briscoe
about that yesterday. Of like, do we really want to see good things or do we want to just take the loss and move on?
I agree. We've got much more coming up. We're going to take a break really quick. When we come back, Wyatt Thompson will join the show for the last time in 2025. We'll talk a little Louisiana Monroe Warhawk basketball. But more so, we'll talk a little BYU Cougars, who are up next. Conference plays up next for the Cats. We're going to take a break. Stick with us right here on Sports Daily.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dude, you gotta hear this.
Go ahead. I think I wanna hear this.
Sports Daily is on KFH. And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
It is another Sports Daily Insider interview here on KFH. Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, joining us this morning. Wyatt, it's the last time talking to you in 2025. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yes, I did. It was really, really good. But it goes so fast, as you guys know. We turned right around and played the basketball game on Sunday. I'm actually talking to you from Wichita. I'm at the airport getting ready to fly from here to Denver to El Paso, and we'll do the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Looking so forward to that. So, yeah, on the move again, but great Christmas. How about you guys? Good to see you, by the way.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. Spent some time back in southeast Kansas in my neck of the woods. I can tell you're sitting at the terminal there. I've been at that. That's the best airport in the world. Free ads out there. It's the best air. You can get there 15 minutes before your flight. I tell people when they come to Wichita, they're like, what's the best thing about it? And they expect me to say, like, restaurants or downtown. I'm like, oh, take a flight out of it.
Yeah,
well, let me tell you.
The last capital time I flew out of Wichita, I timed myself. Front door to gate was less than 5 minutes, and that included a stop at the Dunkin' Donuts right inside security. This is pretty darn
go,
good.
Yeah,
there you go. He did too.
Yeah.
All right, Wyatt, let's dig into it. Probably more, maybe optimistic thinking about Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl than what we saw against the Warhawks on Sunday. Louisiana Monroe, to put this into perspective, they have 3 wins on the year, and 2 of their wins came against teams that don't have an actual logo on ESPN. So one Division I win against the worst team in basketball. And they headed to a 4-point game with 3 minutes left. I didn't get a chance to watch much of it with all the Christmas shenanigans going on. What kind of happened there? Why did it get so stressful?
Well, it was a game of they were pretty good for a while, we were pretty good for a while, and it kind of trended that way in the second half, but just flopped. K-State was pretty good out of the gate in the second half, and then they took the foot off the gas pedal, and they kind of caught up. And as you say, next thing you know, it's 75-71 and you're really sweating. I think it's a situation where K-State was in such control think about this. They had a 22-6 run to get back into the game. And K-State prior to that run was dominating. And then they dominated after they made that run there in the second half. And K-State was the better team for a while. So I guess what I'm struggling to say is, I'll just be blunt, it was a struggle, and it shouldn't have been. And I think it was all about focus. When they had focus and were playing hard, they were clearly the better team. And when they weren't, it was a fight. And you got to kind of clean those kind of things up because, as you guys know, the games now get really, really most difficult and hard, whatever you want to say. We start conference play Saturday the 3rd at home against BYU, and then we've got the trip next week to Arizona. So no easy ones to – once you get into the 12.
Yeah, definitely not. But mentioned focus, and that's always, I think, a lot of the coaches that I've talked to or dealt with, some of those last games before a holiday break or after that holiday layoff, because you get a couple of days to go back home and to relax, which I think is very important. We talked to Wichita State head coach Paul Mills yesterday, and he was talking about the importance of that mental reset. But the problem with that is it's kind of hard to lock back in right away, I think, sometimes against especially a team like a Louisiana Monroe that maybe doesn't get your attention like a BYU might. So is that maybe the big reason there? Because it's certainly not a lack of talent. We've seen that from K-State for most of this season. But is it just that little lack of attention to detail maybe, or that lack of focus that still needs to be improved upon?
I think it's a little of all of that, to be honest with you. And you said it perfectly from this perspective. The game prior to Christmas, you know, as a coach, you worry about, are they here? Or have they already checked out, and in their mind they're thinking about flights and what have you? And just to throw this out here, I thought this was kind of cool. Our foreign kids who couldn't go all the way home decided they would collaborate together. They've experienced the Little Apple and went to the Big Apple in New York City and sightseed for a couple of days, and I think had a really, really good time. I think the focus into Christmas was pretty good. Coach was really happy with the way they came back. They got back late Sunday night, practiced, or Christmas night, I should say, practiced the next morning. And he was really happy with the way they came back in terms of their shape and, you know, focus and that kind of stuff. But then you get into the game and if I know, TJ, you mentioned you didn't see much. To put it into perspective, how much focus matters. TJ, this is the truth. Ready? PJ had 1 point at halftime and finished with 24. That tells you a lot, right?
It does.
And this is a team that I think we've seen, and this may be an all-year thing, pretty good offensive basketball team, but they've got a ways to go on the defensive end and consistency. Just, you know, when they are locked in, to hang in that vicinity. They don't have to be at 99% all the time, but be at 85, not 55, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right way to say it or equate it, but hey, they've got to be more consistent, period.
Yeah, that's been the biggest thing that we've seen all year since they got the first loss of the year. You know, it's been a similar trend, and that's the kind of thing that you can take away from non-conference games is what are the trends, what do we need to fix before we get into the games that really matter. We've talked about this team. Jacob and I share the same sentiment, I think, with you as well, is that K-State's a program where if you don't make the tournament, it's a failed year. And with this roster, if you get P.J. Haggerty to come play basketball for you, you need to make the tournament. If they don't, it's going to be a failed year. And it's going to take, you know, they didn't have the non-conference that dominated and got all the key wins they needed to. They lost a couple games they should have won, which is going to go against the at-large resume. But they're in the Big 12, where every single game is a quad one game, basically.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
How important does the stretch get?
Well, I think everything is important. Let me give you an example. I think they were 53 in the net going into ULM. They kind of sloshed their way through that, I'll say. I looked the next morning, and they go from 53 to 59. And I thought they might fall even a little bit farther than that, just based on where ULM is in the grand scheme of things, because they were in the mid-350s, right? I mean, they're one of the poorer teams in all of college basketball, and K-State's had a couple of those on their schedule, including Mississippi Valley State. So it all matters. But your point is a good one, too, that the games get harder. But also with that, hopefully the focus is better. As a team, you're making some progress, and I want to talk about that briefly too. But every night out, you know, you're probably going to help yourself more times than not. There may be an exception or two, whether it's, you know, not picking on anybody, but, you know, we don't know how good UCF is. Colorado lost at home to Northern Colorado the other day. But most of the time when you're playing in the Big 12, you're going to play a team where you're probably going to be helped more times than it's even Steven or lower than that, if that makes sense. In terms of the improvement, here's the one thing that I think I would point out. I do think you see that those, I'll call them the four core guys, okay, have been pretty good offensively and bring some things to the table. And, of course, I'm talking about Abdi, Nate, PJ, and David Castillo. But I'm excited about Kamari and what he's doing. And I really, really think that we're starting to see Doreen Buka play better. And better helps. I mean, he had a 13-minute game the other night and had 7 points, three rebounds, and a block, and he had a 5-5-5 game prior to that. So he's stepping up. Elias is becoming more of a guy you can rely on. I loved his effort at times on Sunday because, I mean, he was getting on the floor, and he has really good basketball IQ. He's starting to figure out the American game. So you get those guys even a little bit better, all of that matters and helps.
Wyatt, Taj Manning stood out to me a little bit on Sunday. Yeah. You know, he's not a guy that got or has gotten a ton of run so far in his K-State career, but over the last few games, we've seen him more and more. And I know he just played 13 minutes on Sunday, but he puts up 8 points, pulls in 7 rebounds, had a couple of assists. Like, he seems to be one of those guys that's making some improvement to provide some help to those four key guys you just mentioned.
You know, it's really an interesting story for me because he's somewhat of a, you know, a local guy. He's from Grandview, Missouri, and loves K-State. He's been around a little while. I think probably some would say he's not good enough to play at the Big 12 level, but I think he's improved enough that he can help some. And you mentioned those numbers. When he plays like that, and he's one of those guys that doesn't mind getting dirty and getting on the floor and playing hard. He had a couple of terrific passes to Tabuka for stuffs in the game against Louisiana Monroe. And he's just, you can see that he's more confident in really everything he's doing. And he's gone from 5 or 6 minutes a game up to 12, 13, 14, 15 minutes a game. And can he do that in the Big 12? Well, we'll see. But I think at least he goes into league play as a confident player. And maybe that helps you some too. But I'm one of those guys that always says you need a guy or two like that on your team. You can't have too many of them, right?
Yeah.
But I love Taj because, A, his work ethic, and B, how much he loves Kansas State and what he's doing there and is afforded to do there.
Yeah, Wyatt Thompson, voice of the Wildcats, joining the show here. Let's switch over to football quickly. We haven't spoken since Coach Klein is now officially the head coach, not the head coach and offensive coordinator at Texas A&M. I imagine he's in Manhattan and has been full go. I've seen the staff hires and everything. But, you know, with all of it, we've seen a lot of departures, especially on the defensive side. I'll just start there. Well, we saw Jace Brown as well, though. But just everybody that's leaving right now, this is kind of the best way to explain to people is that the exit meetings are happening and these conversations are being had. That's why it all happens at one time and everybody decides that it's all outgoing. But, you know, you see all these names leaving, it means it's going to get really busy in about 4 days.
Well, and there's so much on the table right now when you talk about K-State football with Colin Klein because he's still finishing off hiring the staff, as you know. He's kind of got most of the defensive staff in place, not quite all of it, but close. I think you're going to see some announcements here in the next few days, probably about offensive guys. I've been told that they're really close on a running backs coach, and it may be days here. And you're right. One thing that's happening right now is these coaches are traveling all over the country and visiting players that are on the current roster and are maybe wavering a little bit, or just they're just making sure these guys are okay and they're all in. You need anything, let us know, what have you. I know they're trying to balance, you know, seeing what's in the portal and knowing that they're going to have some loss. I think we probably undervalued that there was going to be maybe more attrition than we'd hoped. And those things happen. Toby Osunsami kind of surprised me. Ryan Davis did not, as an example. Chidi Obiizor surprising a little bit. Quay Moss a lot, but I'm told, I'm hearing things that he may come back.
That'd be nice.
And that would be great. I think he'd like the hires. And that stuff matters too, guys. It's hard to, you know, talk to a Devin Bass and see where he's at when he doesn't know who his position coach is yet, as an example. It's all over the map right now. But what I would tell K-State fans, it's like this in a lot of programs, maybe not with the coaching change, but how volatile it is. But I would even go as far as, I'm not trying to be funny in any way, but just would say, relax. You have to understand how many bodies, players, people are in the portal. There are going to be some cherries to be picked there. Maybe that's the best way to say it.
It's
true. And I think Colin and the staff will do a good job. This probably will be the only off season that we've seen like this for K-State. Who knows how long Colin will be running things with Kansas State football, but I don't think we'll see another off season quite like this. That's obvious.
No. Well, why? While we're talking about, you know, football and K-State, I haven't gotten to really ask you about this, but you are in the unique position that you not only know Colin as a coach, but you got to know him as a player. And for maybe our listeners that might not know this perspective from you, can you fill us in on just what you know about Colin Klein as an individual and how you've seen him mature to the point of being the next football coach at Kansas State?
Well, I appreciate you asking that because I think Colin is what I will describe. He has the potential to be a star in this, to be honest with you. I think he is a guy who very much relates to young people. I think he will be a dynamic recruiter. I think he will have a staff that will recruit really well. Will it be similar to, you know, Coach Snyder, Coach Kleiman, what have you, maybe a little better? I think it's all in play. We'll see how that plays out. But the point is that he's young, energetic, understands what's going on and how the portal is working, and yet trying to figure out what's next, right? Because the landscape is so weird, you have to stay so engaged. And I'm rambling a little bit about it to say this. Colin is one of the most unique people that I've had a chance to meet in a 50-year broadcast career. I have said this before publicly. I continue to say it. I think he was the best player leader that I've ever been around. And that's a mouthful when I've been around guys like Terrence Newman and Darren Sproles and, you know, Jordy Nelson and people like that. Is there a lot of separation between all of those guys? Not necessarily. But Colin had that natural ability to throw 115, 20 guys on his shoulder and say, follow me, fellas. You saw what he did as a junior. Remember now, this was a guy that came to K-State and was not going to be a quarterback, right? But once he became one, he became a pretty damn good one. Mm-hmm. And like everything else in his life, you know, he's a good human. He's a good father, husband, parent, whatever. And I think he's going to be sensational at this. And he's just a very confident, secure guy, believes in what he's doing. And I think, kind of like what I've said with Stanton Weber, you know, with his base of what he has learned and who he has learned it from, you would assume that that would equate into success because, like in Stanton's case, learning under Bill Snyder, Sean Snyder, Shane Beamer, and then being 3 years at Toledo on his own, I think he's ready for this. And with Colin and what he's done, you know, he's paid his dues too, even though he's just 36 years old, from my perspective. I guess paying dues is different for everybody in eyes of the beholder, but for what he's done in a short period of time, I mean, like everybody sees that he's special, and I believe he is.
Yeah, listen, I mean, that's the best way to put it is that, you know, just from what he's shown you as a quarterback of being a leader of his team whenever he's a player, he could have been an accountant and gotten hired as a head coach, basically, just because what he showed as a player. Wyatt, we'll wrap this up here and let you roam around Eisenhower Airport a little bit. Sun Bowl, let's talk some Sun Bowl. Sun Devils versus Blue Devils, right? Is Darian Mensah playing? You got to call him almost beating K-State last year.
Oh, yeah, and it's an interesting thing because when you prepare for these games, and I love the preparation part of it, but I have to say it's much more of a challenge now with opt-outs with the NFL. You've got injuries, of course, that makes a difference, and then the portal. You'd be surprised at how many players from these teams, in particular Arizona State, are in the portal. We've had opt-outs with – I'm looking at my depth chart with Duke here, and their top tackle – offensively, Brian Parker has opted out, getting ready for the NFL. And let me put that into perspective for you. Their offensive, they had a nice year, man. They won the ACC championship, mm-hmm. surprised Virginia in the title game. But their five starters on the offensive line played 13 games together. That's kind of a rarity, right? But not the 14th, because he's getting ready to head to the next level. From the Arizona State perspective, their number one running back, Relique Brown, he's opted out. And they're going from that. This is a guy that carried the ball 186 times, had 34 catches on the year. Put it into perspective, the next guy up is Demarius Robinson. He's carried the ball 9 times in 13 games.
Whew.
So
that's crazy attrition, right?
Yeah, it isn't going to be the regular season team for either of these clubs. But with that said, I think it's going to be a fun game to call. And I would slightly favor Arizona State, but in all honesty, that's probably my Big 12 bias there too.
Yeah, it probably is, Wyatt. We've got it too. We'll wrap it up. We're up against it. We'll talk next week and talk about some Big 12 basketball. BYU on Saturday. Wyatt, appreciate it.
Thanks,
absolutely,
Wyatt.
Guys. Good talking to you.
If you missed any of Wyatt Thompson in the past segment, the voice of the Wildcats, you can go back on the Odyssey app, listen to the podcasted version, as you can listen to all of our shows on the Odyssey app or where you get your podcast to listen to all of our sports talk here on KFH. Sports talk on KFH presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. One more Chiefs game for us. It's weird to think about that we know when the Chiefs season is going to end, but that's the reality that we're living in. They'll play the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. You can watch that one on Paramount Plus or locally here on KWCH. Channel 12 will have that game. It's a noon kick as we will wrap up. I think it's a noon kick. I don't know that. I need to double check. It was one of the TBD games. I assume it's a noon kick.
3:25 on Sunday.
3:25. Oh, excuse me. They got the 3:25 kick. It's a primetime game. Everybody wants to watch Chris Oladokun versus – is Geno still playing quarterback for the Raiders?
I think so.
I have no idea. I have not watched a
Raven more of an indictment on the Raiders that may be the case, and we have no idea. But
I think I can name maybe two Raiders players that will play. I know Max Crosby's going to get shut down for that one on Sunday. So, going to be a great game, though. We're going to get to watch the Chris Oladokun show one more time, and then we'll figure out where they go from there at the quarterback position. One of the other questions going into the new year is we've got Max got this pulled up here for us, is Andy Reid's future. We've been talking about Andy Reid's future at the end of every single year since 2020, basically, and now it feels like there may be some legitimate steam after the season they had this year. He was asked about it by reporters yesterday. Max, if we have this pulled up, we can play this here.
Apologize there. I know you've gone through this every year for the last few years, but maybe you know, is there any scenario that you can imagine where you're not back as the coach next year?
But yeah, Andy Reid spoke to reporters yesterday. It's just been a weird year. There's been a lot of people.
I don't know if you can hear it. I can hear it. Max and I can hear it, but I think it's playing. So we'll leave
go
it
ahead, Max. Max.
I think I'm coming back. Right.
I don't think we have it. I don't think we have it. Have me back. It's all right. We'll just move on here.
You never know what
we're going to say. Asked yesterday by our friend Matt Derrick up in Kansas City, one of the Chiefs beat reporters, as we're having some technical difficulties there. We apologize about that. Matt Derrick asked Andy Reid, is there any scenario that you won't return as the head coach next year? Andy Reid said, no, I think I'm coming back, right? If they'll have me back, if they'll have me back, I'll come back. You never know in this business, Matt, so that's a tough one, but I plan on coming back, yeah. Is there a scenario where the Chiefs won't have Andy Reid back? That is crazy talk, right? I'm not crazy, right?
I don't know why you wouldn't have him back. I mean, he seems to me like a guy that's literally going to coach until he can't coach anymore, which may be the end of this contract, which he's still under contract for, what, four more years?
Yeah. It's not this offseason. I know that.
Let me see here. He's on contract through 2029. That's what it is. Yeah. So 4 more years, and he's making around $20 million a year. So I think he's going to keep coaching until they don't let him coach anymore. And if you're the Chiefs, like Clark Hunt or Brett Veach or Mark Donovan, like you would be silly not to have him come back. Despite the struggles this year, I think you had to know that was coming at some point because you have to pay for the success in a league like this. Like, it is designed to create parity and for dynasties to not exist. So when you can create a dynasty like Andy Reid has helped to create, you're going to pay for that with a bad year or two every once in a while, just when it all catches up to you. I don't think it has anything really to do with Andy Reid like struggling or falling behind as a coach as much as it has to do with just players getting older and then dealing with injuries and like the salary cap, like everything else outside of Andy Reid is probably why the Chiefs struggled this year. I don't have any qualms with him whatsoever coming back. I'm actually very glad he's coming back, because if there's anybody who can get you back to success after a down year, it's probably Andy Reid.
This is an interesting conversation, and every time I have it with Jacob, he just kind of wants to punch me in the face, and I don't blame him. It's a crazy conversation to have, but like there's been a lot of, you know, speculation online about the offense this year, and for good reason. You know, they sputtered in a lot of big spots, but it was still, you know, it was an okay offense, but like, you know, it felt like they weren't utilizing the tools that they had to their disposal. Like, they had probably the best wide receiver core, deepest wide receiver core, you know, in the AFC, in the AFC West for sure. You know, you have these, you know, highest paid center and highest paid right guard in the league, and you don't run the football up the middle. Like, there's questions about the play calling and everything like that. And typically, when there's questions about the play calling, everybody says, we got to go fire the offensive coordinator. The Chiefs offensive coordinator does not call the plays. And so there's been a lot of Chiefs fans that have said, like, and Andy's lost the fastball. Andy's lost the fastball. Was there any qualm with you with, you know, play calling, with decision making, you know, as an observer?
Not really. The main issue that I had with the Chiefs and their play calls, and I'm going to use air quotes as I say play calls, because it's more play execution than anything. A huge part of what the Chiefs offense is RPOs. You know, there is a run and a pass option on virtually every play, and for the first half of the season, that was what the Chiefs had relied upon. But Patrick Mahomes really struggled with the running part of that. He went to the pass read almost every single time, whether that was the correct read or not. And a lot of times, in certain mistakes that he made, that was the wrong read. I think specifically to the Colts game, which the Chiefs ended up winning, but they had the ball. I think it was their first drive of the game. They were pinned like inside their own 10-yard line, and one of their first plays they run was this RPO where Patrick Mahomes kind of puts the ball in the belly of the running back, and all he has to do is let go of that football, and you're probably going to get a 2-3-4-yard gain. It's not going to be, you know, the greatest run of all time, because as I talked about yesterday with Tommy, like, the Chiefs running game is just has not been good enough, because you don't have that kind of talent there right now, it doesn't seem like. But all Patrick Mahomes wanted to do was pull that ball and throw it. He slings it right into the face of a Colts defensive end who tips it up in the air, almost like a volleyball set, catches it himself and falls to like the 2-yard line and sets up the go-ahead touchdown early in the game for the Colts. But we saw that from Patrick Mahomes a few too many times this year, probably more than we have in the past. And I don't really know what the deal was there, but I didn't have issues with the Chiefs play calling. I just had issue with how they were executing the called plays. That was my main problem.
It's a weird, you know, kerfuffle. Maybe the best way. I don't know if that's the right word or not. Conundrum, maybe. It is. You know, you've got a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame quarterback here, and it's kind of like it wasn't like they were butting heads, but something was getting lost in translation, it felt like, you know. And I agree, you know, whenever you have a Hall of Fame quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, you're going to let him, you know, make decisions like that. I think that was basically the reason why the offense is set up to where it's like, Pat, you're basically the coach on the offense. Just go out there and make the decision that you want to. You make all these great plays because you make split-second decisions so well. And so I agree with the sentiment to run a ton of RPOs. But whenever it's not working, you know, do you, as a coach, I mean, do you look at Patrick Mahomes and be like, listen, man, we got to take some decision-making power out of your hand? Like,
I
can you tell Patrick Mahomes
honestly,
that?
I don't think you want to, like, say it as though, like, like, he hasn't been good enough, but he may know. I think a lot of the best in the NFL have no issue looking in the mirror or watching film and going, yeah, that's my fault. I made the mistake there. And I think Patrick Mahomes has taken ownership to some of his mistakes that he made this year. But I think you look at him and you go, hey, if we can take some of the decision-making out of your hands here, you've got a little bit less on your shoulders, a little bit less to worry about, and we can put you in different positions to be successful. And I think you might find a little bit more sustained success in the future. But part of that, you know, part of taking the decision out of his hands is giving him other people he can lean on. And the biggest issue there for me was the running game. And we, again, yesterday talked about this with the potential changes in the running back room for next year for the Chiefs. Like, do you bring back a Kareem Hunt on a one-year cheap deal just to keep him, you know, for some sort of holdover in the running back room? Do you start to use Breshard Smith as an actual running back rather than just tossing passes into the flat or using him in special teams? Do you go into the draft and try to get a Jeremiah Love with a top 10 pick, or do you try to get a Breece Hall in free agency? Like, there's so many options that the Chiefs could run with to create a better running game. But here's the kicker to that. You have so many options to try and improve that running game, but the offensive line is going to ultimately dictate your success in running the football, and they haven't been healthy in two full seasons now up front. So I don't really care who you're running the ball with if you don't have a fully healthy offensive line or a fully functioning offensive line, because at times, even when the Chiefs' offensive line was healthy, it wasn't as productive as you would really hope it to be. So I think there's like, the running game is a problem as a whole, like that whole umbrella, but underneath that, yep, you've got two or three different things you have to address to improve it moving forward before you can start to really take some load off the shoulders of Patrick Mahomes. It's a multifaceted, horrible issue, but the Chiefs have the luxury of time, because they know they're not making the postseason. They're not going to be playing an extra 3-4 games this year to try and win another Super Bowl. They can turn the page to next year and already start working on that while other teams are trying to go win a trophy. And that's a position they haven't been in a very long time.
Yeah, it's very interesting because, you know, and it's something I've talked to Jacob as well, by the way. I'm sorry for the baby coughs. I've caught the Jacob Albrock man cold here. It's interesting because we've talked about, you know, and if you go back and listen back in September, even October, like whenever they had Josh Simmons out there and they had the front five where they wanted it to go, even when they lost Josh Simmons and put Jalen Moore out there, like we were still sitting there talking about, like, this is so much better than it was last year. Like, this offensive line is great. This offensive line is great. And then, like, they kind of got a little worse, and then they got injured, 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 and then they got injured. And they lost the entire front five, basically, at one point, except for Creed Humphrey. And so it's a weird concept to think about. Like, is the offensive line fixed? And the sample size that we got, you don't know. Like, as you go into 2026, is that fixed? Based on the 4 weeks that we saw of it altogether, you feel good about it. But again, it was 4 weeks altogether, not a 16-week span, 17-week span to feel good about it. And so as you go into this next year, there's going to be changes. And we've talked about the changes that will be coming because there's guys that are on expiring deals and guys that will retire and guys that will be, you know, cap casualties. Do you run back as much as you can, or do you just say, like, we got to try something?
I think this last couple of years was the run it back. You're like, you're going to keep running it back until it's not successful. Well, here we are.
It wasn't successful.
Like, it's time to move on and try some new things and maybe bring in some new talent, some fresh perspectives, whether that's players or coaching staff or both. I think it's time to turn the page and see what you can do in the future with the different cast of characters.
There's a lot of interesting stuff coming on. We've talked about the running back room a lot. I want to dig more into that on the other side of the break here. Coming up, another hour of Sports Daily. Jackson Schneider, TJ Cleveland with you. Brought to you by Prairie Fire Coffee, keeping us fueled up on a January 30th heading into the new year. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.